Chapter 5. Clark. For the first 10 minutes, the prisoners were too rattled by the shooting to notice that they were floating through space, the only humans to leave the colony in almost 300 years. The rogue guard had gotten what he wanted. He'd pushed the Chancellor's limp body forward just as the dropship door was closing, and then stumbled into a seat. But from the shocked expression on his pale face, Clark gathered that gunfire had never been part of the plan. Yet for Clark, watching the Chancellor get shot was less alarming than what she'd seen in the moments beforehand. Wells was on the dropship. When he'd first appeared in the door, she'd been sure it was a hallucination. The chance of losing her mind in solitary was infinitely higher than the chance of the Chancellor's son ending up in confinement. She'd been shocked enough when, a month after her own sentencing, Wells's best friend, Glass, had appeared in the cell down the row from her. And now Wells, too? It seemed impossible, but there was no denying it. She'd watched him jump to his feet during the standoff, then crumple back into his seat as the real guard's gun went off and the imposter burst through the door, covered in blood. For a moment, an old instinct gave her the urge to run over and comfort Wells. But something much heavier than her harness kept her feet rooted to the floor. Because of him, she'd watched her parents be dragged off to the execution chamber. Whatever pain he was feeling was no less than he deserved. Clark. She glanced to the side and saw Talia grinning at her from a few rows ahead. Her old cellmate twisted in her seat, the only person in the dropship not staring at the guard. Despite the grim circumstances, Clark couldn't help smiling back. Talia had that effect. In the days after Clark's arrest and her parents' execution, when her grief felt so heavy it was difficult to breathe, Talia had actually made Clark laugh with her impression of the cocky guard whose shuffle turned into a strut whenever he thought the girls were looking at him. "Is that him?" Talia mouthed now, tilting her head toward Wells. Talia was the only person who knew everything. Not just about Clark's parents, but the unspeakable thing that Clark had done. Clark shook her head to signal that now wasn't the time to talk about it. Talia motioned again. Clark started to tell her to knock it off when the main thrusters roared to life, shaking the words from her lips. It had really happened. For the first time in centuries, humans had left the colony. She glanced at the other passengers and saw that they had all gone quiet as well. A spontaneous moment of silence for the world they were leaving behind. But the solemnity didn't last long. For the next 20 minutes, the dropship was filled with the nervous, overexcited chatter of 100 people who, until a few hours ago, had never even thought about going to Earth. Talia tried to shout something to Clark, but her words were lost in the din.